All right, guys, this episode is a travel vlog. I guess it's not a vlog, it's a travel podcast. So I'm going to tell you about some interesting encounters I had this weekend in Taipei. Some good stuff. I start off talking about some thoughts about intuition, trusting your instincts regarding other people, and how I had a direct experience with that this weekend. Then I talk about I went to somebody's church that they hosted at their house, all in Mandarin. And let's just say at first I was worried that I might be some ritual sacrifice. So why don't you listen to that and let me know what you think. My website, check out my blog, tstuch.com, tstuch.com. Email me at tayradio1@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, tstuch1. Let's like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, Taylor Space Stuch. Thank you. Enjoy. All right, welcome. So, in this episode, I'm going to tell you about some interesting things I've encountered while being here in Taipei. Don't know how the audio is going to be because I'm in a laundromat taking care of my laundry. Because I don't have a washing machine, but it's pretty convenient here, pretty safe, at least I think, even though it's about midnight. So since I don't know a lot of people, this Friday, after I finished work on Friday night, I decided to go for a beer. And I figured, hey, I'll just show up to a bar that I know about called the Brass Monkey. It's a bar popular with foreigners. And so I figured, hey, Friday night, you know, it should probably be, I should be able to meet somebody. You know, I'm not looking to like necessarily to meet women, though, of course, you know, I'm not going to say no to that, but I was just looking to see like if there was any interesting people around. So I show up to this bar and I'm getting a beer, which was a little expensive. And let me go off on a tangent right now. The things aren't necessarily that cheap here. So that is a misconception. And that's actually true, I think, in a lot of places people would think that are cheap. Like if you go to a major city pretty much in any country nowadays, except for like really, really underdeveloped countries, like, for the most part, you're going to be paying some high prices. So I show up to the bar, and I'm getting a beer. I'm looking around, and the bar's kind of empty. There were some people there, but it wasn't packed or anything like I would have expected on a Friday night. So I'm drinking my beer, and I look to my right, and I see there's a small group, just three people, two guys and a girl, and one guy and the girl get up to leave, and they look pretty well dressed, pretty well put together. And I'm thinking that they're all three together, but then two of them leave, and there's one dude left. And I'm drinking my beer, and then he just comes right up next to me. So I'm like, okay, interesting, cool. And he's like, hey, man, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. We start chatting, talking for a little bit. And just talking a little bit about ourselves, exchanging some information. He seems like a kind of a cool dude. Cool dude. He's a cool guy. And partway through our conversation, he mentioned that he was living out of his car, but that he has a job. He was living out of his car while he looks for a new place. And he just kind of mentioned that in passing, but didn't really emphasize it. But he brought it up. And what was funny was I had a feeling. I guess, you know, I kind of would refer to it as an intuition, but I don't know if it could be considered intuition. I'm like, oh, this dude is going to ask if he can stay at my place tonight. Like, you know, no homo, but like this dude's going to straight up ask if he can stay at my place. But he's still coming off as a really chill, friendly dude. So I really don't think anything of it. And so we still were talking for a while, drinking. You know, he gets us a Jaeger bomb, and that it was so funny because once he got us some drinks, then I started thinking, okay, so not a big fan of this, right? Like he asked if I wanted a Jaeger bomb, and I'm like, okay, one, but he definitely did want to drink more. But, I refused because I didn't want to drink much more, and I'm not comfortable with somebody, kind of forcing me into a position where I'm going to have to start paying for drinks I don't want. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop there, and, that's like a good faith thing. If he wants to pay for it, that's fine. Otherwise, I could get him a beer later. So we're going around looking for another bar in the area because there's nothing going on at this Brass Monkey place. When we go to, we end up running into some duds. Let's just say, we go to a bar that I found on the map, and it turns out to be a gay bar. Once again, not necessarily a problem with that, but at the same time, not what I'm looking for. So we end up going to another place which has a really cool vibe called A-Train. If you're ever in Taipei and you want like a lounge vibe where you can just chill, talk, get to know somebody a little bit, A-Train was really, really cool. But I quickly was like, okay, like it's getting late. It was probably around 2, which, the bars and clubs are open till later. But at that point, we've spent some money. We've spent some time. I'm not trying to really go anywhere else. So we just start to sit and bullshit for a little bit and talk. And I start probing the guy a little bit because, once, and I'm not an old guy or anything, but you can get, after a little bit, you can start to see when people have some kind of weird things about them, just the energy they give off. And this guy's energy was just not right. There was just something off about it. So I talked to him for a little bit, kind of asked him. I'm like, hey, man, it seems like you're kind of going through some shit, dealing with some shit. Now keep in mind, this guy has trying to put on a very happy disposition, but it's just clear that that's not really the case. So I'm talking to him a little bit and he buys us some more drinks. And I'm like, dude, I can't, like, I'm done drinking and I'm not asking you to buy these drinks, And what was funny was what crossed my mind was that this dude is trying to build up a debt. That's what I started thinking was he's trying to build a debt. So that way I have to pay off the debt by letting him stay at my place because he doesn't have a place to go. So I ask him, at some point he brings it up again that he's, I can't remember exactly how I brought it up because I was drunk. But I essentially let him know, like, hey, I think that you're trying to stay at my place. I just get the feeling that something's going on. And then he's like, no, I got a car here. And whenever he told me where the car was, it wasn't even in the city. It was like in another part of Taiwan. So I'm like, okay, this dude, he's not really telling me the truth. Then he admits that, yeah, he does need a place to stay. We're talking about it. And he gets a little confrontational. Nothing like aggressive. It was just kind of like he didn't like the fact that I was calling him out on his shit. I called him out on him not having a place, called him out on him wanting to stay at my place, called him out on him just kind of in general not being this guy that he's trying to pretend to be. So he was getting a bit confrontational. I did offer him to stay at my place if he needed, but was laying down some ground rules, because I don't know this motherfucker. So anyway, after laying down the ground rules and calling him out, he wasn't too happy about that, so I just decided to leave. And he didn't stay at my place. But the whole thing was interesting to me because right from the get-go, when I first met this dude, I immediately in my head, like my first calculation was correct, was that this guy is trying to, for one, this guy's a little bit strange. And two, he needs a place to go. And he's going to, and in hindsight, I do believe that what he was trying to do was with the drinks was probably just get me to a point where, one, I didn't give a fuck if he stayed at my place, and then also so that way there was a bit of a sense of like, oh, I owe this guy because he's been paying for all these expensive drinks, which I was not about to, you know, I was not about to let that bother me. So especially because I caught on to, he was onto some shit. But, you know, but for me, the biggest lesson there was, I think a lot of times when it comes to these personal, these interpersonal relationships, when you sense something negative or you sense something going awry, I feel like you should trust your intuition. And I also think you should trust your intuition because the what's the downside versus the upside, right? Trusting, if you're hanging out with somebody and you go, I don't like this vibe, and you leave, then okay, maybe you avoided a good time. Maybe you avoided a fun time, right? Or something interesting. But then also, maybe you avoided a really shitty situation. So you got to be on the lookout. And you got to, you know, trust yourself whenever your gut tells you to do something. So let me take a break for our sponsors, and I'll return with some more adventures of Taylor in Taiwan. Okay, so this next one is a really cool situation. So I'm staying at an Airbnb, and my Airbnb host is pretty cool. So, and when I say cool, I mean like just very friendly. I think probably most are. I could be wrong about that. But that was actually why I picked that hostel. It doesn't look like it's the nicest hostel. In fact, it's not. I mean, it's really not. In terms of, it's an old place. It doesn't look that, welcoming. You know, when you go in, just because it, honestly, that's the biggest thing, is it's just old. It's fairly clean, I think, but, you know, it's old, so it looks like it's falling apart. But the host was really nice and took me out to get some things done that I needed to take care of, when I got there. So I thought she was cool. And this, you know, I found out she was a Christian. She told me that when we spent some time. We went and got dinner with her and her husband. Older lady, not older, but middle-aged, probably. And we go to while we're going out to dinner, you know, lunch, I find out she's a Christian, and she says she has a church. It's not a church, but she has a weekly kind of congregation at her apartment where her and some other, you know, close friends, Christians, get together, and they do kind of like a, I kind of pictured it like a Bible study thing. So for me, you know, I mean, I was raised Christian. I don't consider myself religious. And I also thought like, oh, this would be a really cool opportunity to practice my Chinese, but not just that, also like meet new people, just, you know, branch out. The whole situation, get engrossed more in the culture, kind of just go into a deep dive. So I decided to do that. I tell her, hey, let me know. I'm actually, you know, she invited me, and I told her, yeah, I mean, I'm very interested. But the first weekend, I was not able to go because I was checking out an apartment that I was trying to rent, so I didn't go. Then this last week, she sends me a message, hey, why don't you come by, have some dinner? And I knew that she told me that before they have their service, they always have dinner. And I thought, oh, that's really cool. They have dinner, she said, for like an hour or 2 hours, hour and a half, and then they do their service. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. So when she invited me for dinner, I pretty much thought, oh yeah, she's inviting me over to the church service. So I sure enough, I decide to go, and they, you know, I show up, and they just, it's her and her husband at first before everyone's showing up, and they're just cooking up a wonderful, wonderful meal. And that's exactly what it was. It was really, really good. There was like some kind of beef stew. There was some dumplings there as well. And I mean, it was beef stew. It was bamboo shoots. It was kimchi. There was all kinds of stuff. It was so goddamn delicious. And I probably shouldn't say that. But anyway, It was really fucking good. So all the people start showing up and we're talking and I'm trying to speak as much Chinese as possible. And when it's time to get the service going, I realized like it was so interesting. They hand me a Bible and they tell me to just read the chapters that they're going to go through. You know, like we didn't read the chapters together. So I'm like asking what's going on. They give me an English Bible. I read John chapter 9 and 10. And after I read the chapters, we go ahead and we get this thing started. Well, I mean, I think they were also waiting on some other people as well. So when they get it started, they throw a projector on the screen. And I found out that there was... Oh, no, I'm jumping ahead. It was really interesting because before it gets started, she says there's a chair at the front of the room with a cross over it. And she's like, you're going to sit in that chair and talk about the readings, your opinions. And I was like, I started getting a little nervous because I'm thinking, holy shit, this lady is about to ask me to like do some weird ritual. Like, I just realized that I don't know what they think Christianity is, you know, because Christianity has so many different parts of it and sects that I'm thinking, oh, maybe there's some crazy sect that is going to start like speaking in tongues and we're going to do like a ritual sacrifice and they're going to eat my heart out or something. So I got to be honest, I was starting to be like, oh shit, this is getting a little weird. We get started, they throw a projector on the screen and they have these Christian songs in Chinese, and of course it's all in the Chinese characters, so I can hardly read it. And I hardly understand what they're saying because all of the Chinese that I know is it's very basic conversational, right? It's about, you know, talking about daily activities, going to get food, going to eat, talking about some very more surface level Mandarin. But once you get to a like church service, you're talking about like spirituality stuff. This isn't general Mandarin. This isn't conversational Chinese here. So I knew this is going to be interesting. And, you know, we go through the singing. And after that, we have this next section where, oh, by the way, when you get in the chair, you talk about your opinion of the part that you read in the Bible. And it's broadcast out to other people on a Facebook group on the internet, which I didn't know was just a small closed Facebook group. I thought it was like, who knows where the fuck I thought it was. But I'm like, oh my God, they're going to sacrifice me on live television. I thought it was going to be some weird thing where I'm basically having to pledge my allegiance to somebody or some shit. So anyway, once it gets started, the format is that everyone basically goes up and just talks about their opinion about what they just read. And so when it was my turn, I went up and gave my opinion in Mandarin. And man, it was so difficult and it was so fun. And the whole, like, I could only say a little bit because, like I said, this isn't really my realm of what I know. So I had to really work hard to figure out what I wanted to say. And, you know, I mostly talked about how it was the chapter, John chapter 9, chapter 10, where I guess Jesus heals the blind man and the Pharisees don't believe him. So he says, well, just look at what I've done. You don't have to believe what I said. Look at what I've done. And so I talked about that and I was able to apply it to things, you know, going on in the world, politics, my own life, which seemed so serendipitous, because I've been thinking about that a lot lately. But anyway, it was I'll have to go into more detail when I'm not necessarily in a rush, but it was such a cool experience, basically going to a Bible study in all Mandarin, Taiwanese Mandarin, which is a little different than what they call Dalu, Zhongguo, what you would consider China. So the experience was great. The people were so friendly, and we continued eating afterwards too, which... Eating before the church service, which we did, I think is a brilliant idea. More people should do this because I grew up, whenever I went to church, I was waiting for it to be over so I could eat. And I think a lot of people were. And I think you're not in as good of a mood. Whereas if you've eaten beforehand, then you can enjoy the service, enjoy what's going on, enjoy the conversation, dive deeply. But when you do it beforehand, you're just very limited. So anyway, I think I'll have to go ahead and end it on that note. But thank you guys for listening. You can go to my blog, tstuch.com, tstuch.com, Twitter, tstuch1, email me, tayradio1@gmail.com.